Hi, welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fifth chapter of Maseches Bechoros and beginning the sixth. Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah in the fifth parak, tells us, Hashochet es habachor. If somebody slaughtered a bechor, a firstborn animal, on the assumption that it was a bal mum, that it had a blemish, umachro, and he sold it, v'nodo shelo harahu, and it became known that he did not, in fact, show it to an expert to examine it, masha achlu achlu, v'hu yachzir lahem es hadamim. What was eaten was eaten. Whatever the people ate, okay, that's a done deal, that ship has sailed, but he still has to refund them the money. Even if they ate the whole thing, he has to pay them for the animal that they ate. Umashalo achlu, and whatever was not eaten, habasu yikaver, the meat must be buried, behu yachzir lahem es hadamim, and then he has to, again, refund them the money. So he has to refund for selling this under false pretenses regardless. V'chein hashochet es hapara, similarly, a shochet, a butcher who slaughtered a cow that was just regular unsanctified meat, umachra, and he sold it, v'noda shehi treifa, and it became known that it was treif. So he sold it as kosher, even though it wasn't. Masha achlu achlu, what was eaten, that's a done deal, that's what's done is done. Via chazir lahem es hadamim, and he has to return the money to them. Masha lo achlu, but in this case, what wasn't eaten, hen yachzir lo es habasar, they return the uneaten meat to the butcher, vahu yachzir lahem es hadamim, and he refunds the money. So he has to pay them for what they ate, but in this case, they have to return the uneaten meat. It's not buried, he gets it back. Machruhu lenachrim, if they sold the meat to non-Jews, ohitluhu leklavim, or if they fed it to animals like dogs, yishamulo demei treifa, then he pays them the value of treif meat. In other words, there is a value. If I wanted to buy treif meat for dog food, then I would pay a butcher a lower rate for it. So here he would have to refund the difference. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Hashochet es habachor, someone who slaughters a bechor, umachar mibasro, and he sold some of its meat, v'noda lanu shelo harahu l'chacham, and it came to our attention that he never showed it to an expert to evaluate if it was in fact a bal mum. So what's eaten is done, v'yachziru lahem es hadamim, but even though they ate it, he still has to pay them back the money, mishum kanas, it's a penalty on him, shechilam basar iser, because he fed them forbidden meat. Machruhu, but if they sold it, halochim lenachri, if the ones who bought it sold it to a non-Jew. It's making clear that this is a resale. Hoyol velo garam lehemisura, and the reason in that case he doesn't have to refund the whole price is because he didn't cause them to violate any prohibition. Yishamalo dame treifa, so he only pays them the value of the treif meat. Kamoshehi nimkaris bezul, which is sold for a cheaper price. V'hu yachzir lahem es hamosar, so he has to refund the difference between what they would have paid him for dog food or to resell to a non-Jew as non-kosher meat, and what they actually paid thinking it was kosher. V'gabe b'chor, lo tani machruhu l'nachri. Now you'll notice that it's only talking about a regular cow, that if they resold it to a non-Jew, he pays them the difference. It doesn't say that in the first part of the Mishnah, which is about a bechor. That's because the bechor tamim aser b'hana. That's because an unblemished bechor one is not allowed to have benefit from. So it would be equally prohibited to resell the meat from a bechor if it's not blemished as it would be to eat it. So either way, he caused them to violate a Torah prohibition in that case. That's the end of Perek Hay. Let us now immediately begin Perek Vav. Elu mumin shochatin es habechor. So for the following blemishes, one may slaughter a firstborn animal. And it's not just this Mishnah, it's going to continue through this chapter. Nifkama azno min haschus aval lo min haor. If the ear is missing some of its cartilage, but not if it's missing some of its skin. Nistika af al pi shelo chasra, or if it's got a slit in it, even though it's not actually missing any of the ear. Nikvam lo karshina, if it's got a hole the size of a bean. Oshi yavasha, or if it's dried up. Ezohi yavesha, and what's considered dry. Kosha tinakev, the enomotsia tipas dam. Anything that you can pierce it, and blood doesn't come out. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, yavesha shetehe nifraches. He says it means that it crumbles. Let's just look at a couple of the Bart Neuros here. Avalomen ha'ur. So it's a mum. It's a defect if it's missing cartilage, but not if it's missing skin. Or hadebria velo havimuma, because the skin grows back. So that's not considered a permanent defect. Well, cartilage isn't going to grow back, but skin is. Nikva molo karshina, if it's got a hole the size of a bean. Bein shahanakiv arach, bein agul, whether it's a long or a round hole. Im yesh bakuhu kadeshi it's tarif bachalo kashir greda shel karshina harizemum. If the hole cumulatively is big enough that it would have be the volume of one of these beans, then it's a mum. So it doesn't have to be the size and shape, it has to be the volume, whatever shape that may be. Okay, that is Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.